Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, the 6th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the place where healing starts. Nathan's there at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, super, super.
Yeah. And enjoying the rain?
Oh, how could I not?
You know, I'll take the rain after we've been through an emotional drought. I talked about this last night, that would you prefer that, okay, some down trees, some saturated land? You know, I'm sorry, yes, I be careful, because we're reading, you know, watching the news today and mudslides and then floods. So I've been through a few of those before, and you have to just always be mindful. Not when your conditions around you and how you're driving. Even yesterday, just turning, my wheels spun out twice, and I wasn't going fast. So you have to really be focused on your intentions of driving in this weather. Don't go fast. Remember how we've been here before and we see people going fast. But I think that God smiled on us because we have this rain, and we remember people were selling cattle. The Asset Canal, all of the things that when we drive down 5, how parched it was. Well, now we have some reprieve in the fact that next year the lake will be full and our animals will thrive, and hopefully our crops will be abundant.
I agree.
Yeah, so we have to count our blessings and say we thank you for this weather. Thank you for the gift. Okay, showers today with a high of 49, overnight lows of 47. Now, if I look at the boxes across in this National Weather Service, rain, 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 rain. I was supposed to go to Sacramento on Saturday. I was going to the theater with my mom on Sunday. My mom said, I
was going to have a weekend to myself.
I know. Well, now I'm just going to take down the Christmas decorations, but
I'm going to hide.
I canceled, and I was talking to my girlfriend today, who, when we were in the Gold Diggers and we traveled all over the country. When did we ever not do weather, and we just drove and performed and did whatever you do in the weather? But my mom wasn't comfortable.
Four of you in a 67 Volkswagen.
Six.
66 Volkswagen.
Six of us. Four in a 67
Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Six of you were.
Yeah.
In? How did you get six girls?
You just piled in, sat on each other's laps in Spike Hills.
From
Stilettos.
Oh, you mean when you're driving around town?
Yeah. Just pop in my Volkswagen and go. And that's what you do when you're young. You feel no, whatever. It's fun. We're
no
excited.
Pain.
Nope. We're excited about going there and
Volkswagen
ringside to see the stars.
A Volkswagen full of gold diggers.
Yeah, coming out. Yeah. Okay.
With Spike Hill.
Overnight lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for rain with 49 again. Now we're talking 100% chance of rain throughout the weekend. Saturday night, 43. Sunday, 100% chance of rain with 52. Overnight lows of 47. Monday, same thing. And Tuesday, we have, the same thing. So we just have, just be ready for the saturated ground. And, like I said, be careful. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where the owners are local. It is, owned by the Kinney family, where they give senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran owned business. 365-3793.
With us is Katrina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, and Katrina has this beautiful little black lappy-looking dog.
Yeah, she's so cute. Her name's Tallulah.
Tallulah.
Oh, I love that.
I would change her name to Princess.
No, Tallulah. You can just call her Tully.
The Princess of Darkness, because she's black.
She is. And she's about 2.5 years old. And we do have her as like a little pit mix.
Really? She looks labby to me.
Yeah, she might have some lab in there. You never know.
Okay, and Linda's going to go over.
Pet her.
She's going to.
So
she came over and she licked my fingers. And oh, look at that. Oh, you have. Okay.
She's giving her a hug.
Yeah, she's giving her hugs.
White paws.
And little white paws. Yeah, no, no. She's sitting down and her tail's wagging and she's looking up at her with love.
She has so much love in her eyes and she's a very cuddly girl. She's definitely the kind of dog we think would fit in with almost any type of family because she's really easygoing, she's really fun, she's really loving, and she really isn't anything she doesn't like.
Well, you know what? This is a sweet dog. Nathan, you've got some room out there. You could use another dog. Anyway, unfortunately, he has the types of dogs that when they see other animals around the goats and the sheep, they get a little aggressive. So,
that's fair. Some are like that.
But that's their job. They're shepherd dogs.
And yeah,
they stay out. They stay. Do they stay out in this rain and everything?
No, they love it. They have an option to go in the barns and stuff, and they sit in the rain
with watching their sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we just sit in the rain.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is really, really a sweet dog. Oh my goodness! Oh, and Linda, yeah, they're falling in love over there.
They are. She's hard not to fall in love with. She's such a sweet girl.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, there's no really identifying marks on her except when you look at her face. Where did you get her? It was another stray.
Another stray.
But she's been with somebody, wouldn't you think?
Maybe. We don't know, but she is, I mean, she's very people-focused. She doesn't seem like a dog that, you know, was just out there on her own forever. She definitely seems like she probably had an owner at some point.
Yeah. So, okay. I can't watch this any longer because Linda's looking in her mouth and making sure her teeth are okay and her eyes and she's checking her ears. Okay. She likes a dog that's girthy.
Yeah.
And while the dog's not huge, how many pounds? 45? 50?
I would say maybe around like 50. She's not very big. She's
not.
Definitely a medium-sized dog.
It is.
And she just, no, she's a doll. She just loves everyone. And she's really easygoing on the leash. And she's very respectful.
How about around, well, so she's good on the leash. That tells you something.
Yeah.
What about around other dogs?
She does good around other dogs.
You think she'd be good around kids?
I definitely think she'd be good around kids.
Okay. So if you had like 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds, this dog would be sleeping with them and playing with them and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think she would love to have some kids, honestly.
Yeah. She needs kids. Or not. I mean, you know, if you're sitting there and, you know, and you're looking for a buddy around the house that's going to sit there and put her head on your knee, and she's already spayed, so you don't have to worry about her having puppies and or anything like that. So, okay. What else is going on down there at our favorite place?
All right. We're starting off the new year, which is very exciting. And I know we have our next big event that's coming up is Doggy Dash.
Ooh.
In March, which is a 5K or a 10K walk-run event where you can bring your dog, which is really exciting. And I know registration for that is open now. If you do go onto our Facebook page, Haven Humane Society, there's a whole post about it and a link to register. But it's a really fun event. It's always a good time. They have it over at Turtle Bay, and you actually can win some prizes this year, which is really exciting. They're doing a costume contest for dogs.
There you go.
Which is something we haven't done before.
First prize is 6 kittens. Second prize is 12. You don't want to go into the third prize.
Every now and then he just blows my mind with his humor. That was cute.
I love it. But yeah, so definitely check out Haven Humane Society on Facebook and check out the details for the Doggy Dash because that's coming up and it's always a really fun event.
Okay. Well, you know, good luck here to Tallulah. Now, how much is it to adopt Tallulah?
So to adopt Tallulah would be $75.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not doing any adoption specials right now.
How is she with other dogs?
She does well.
Linda was out of the room when I asked
her.
Oh, you? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wondering how she is with other
dogs. And we just think that she's just going to be a great little dog.
Yeah, right. She's just really affectionate. She just wants someone who's going to give her a ton of love and attention, honestly.
Yeah, she's
that dog would be sleeping on the bed.
Yeah, I know.
She's big enough to just
get up there. If I didn't have a little bit of an allergy to certain dogs and their dander, we'd be taking her home.
Right now.
That's all there is to it.
You would just
right now.
Call the other station. Call the other station and say, the bots adopted the dog.
And then
our rival station would go, wait a minute, we'll pay more.
You know, because she really has a beautiful energy. So, you know, you have to connect with the pet, with an animal, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we don't have a pet, a dog right now. So when we do get a dog, it will be we only have one, you know. So they'll be like, how good are they in the house? You know, can they take orders? You know what I mean? You can work together as a partnership is what I want to say. Do they go in the car? Can I take them to the doggy park? And then every dog, especially, I don't care what size they are, when they go into a new environment, sometimes they rip things because they're, where am I? What am I doing? You know, so you have to take time to understand. They may have a potty attack. They may have, this is a negative. This is part of what it is to bring a critter in your home and get them in your energy balance of your environment.
Exactly. I'm actually really glad you did touch on that because it is very true that, you know, no matter how well-behaved of a dog is that you've adopted, it always does take them time. You know, it's a huge change for them to go from being in a shelter to being in a brand new home. And as excited as they are, it definitely is a big adjustment for them. So definitely always be patient with your new dog because, you know, they need time to get to know you, get to learn what you expect from them. And then you'll see really good results if you give them that patience.
They don't know the rules. It's like if you have foreign exchange students, say, come to your house. I mean, you've got rules and table manners. It's going to take a while before that person from a different culture comes into your home and understands the balance of what you want in your home. So it's like anything else. A living being, a creature takes patience.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a break
and
here.
Good luck to Tallulah. Yeah. Tallulah Bankhead.
Yeah, tell us if Tallulah is gets adopted. Will you? Will you give me a call?
I will.
You do that. You've done that before.
Thank you.
Hey, you know,
Happy New Year.
As we start this day off, I want to tell you where, you know, with all the water and everything, if you're thinking about getting sandbags for your house around your area, and Bernie, it's at the Bernie Sheriff Station, Bella Vista. It's out there at the fire station. They've got bags inside in both of them. The French Gulch has at fire station 59. Bags are inside the station. Palo Cedro, the bags are inside the station at the fire station 32. City of Shasta Lake has it's up there at their fire station, and they but you have to bring your own bags. They have the sand up there, and they did tell you it's at Lowe's where you can get the bags. And of course, in Redding, it's at the vacant lot north of Big League Dreams off of Viking Way, and it's and at fire station number 4 on Bonneview. You have to bring your own bags in Redding.
I know.
I've mentioned it all week. And a shovel. But you should bring a shovel anyway because you can't tell about shovels. But you would think they would provide bags. I mean,
I know there's a shortage. Like, you don't think about it, but there's a shortage.
Well, there's not
right
a shortage in French Gulch. No, you don't know if there's a shortage of it. It's just. What is that sound? I think that's your computer, honey.
No.
It's not. He's telling us we need to go on a break.
Oh, my God, it's 7:18.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:22 in the morning here on Friday, the 6th of January, 46 degrees, raining, it's going to be raining. Rain.
Hey, B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley is Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value. We use Doug and we use his company. Don't call the 1-800 number for all of your TV stuff that you need to have done. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. And you'll see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution.
It's a veteran-owned business.
We like that.
The Biden administration, Joe, signed off on a revised definition of waters of the United States on December 29th, while the Corps of Engineers signed off on revised definitions on December 28th. So why is this big? The revised rule defined what types of water bodies are protected under the Clean Water Act and based on definitions that were put in place before in 2015 during the Obama administration. Trump changed that and from the Obama administration was trying to expand the federal protections of waterways. However, what it did was it prevents farmers, ranchers, and owners of land from doing things for their own property. In Kristi Noem's book, Not My First Rodeo, the governor of South Dakota, she wrote about this huge impact it had on ranchers and farmers, keeping them from literally farming their lands, from having cattle on areas because of the way that it's regulated. They were concerned about the feds regulating ravines and creeks on private property like farms. The environmental group said the rule allowed wetlands be filled by property owners damaging habitats. But it also took away all the rights of landowners. And we've known people, personally known people, they had a ditch in their property that they were trying to fix because of overflow of water, and the Corps of Engineers came in there and said, you can't do that. You can't touch that. Well, what it ends up doing is flooding their property, and they're saying, look, we're going to, and you can be fined up to $10,000 a day. There are no specific distances. Here's the problem. Because what they call navigable waterways or wetlands that are relatively permanent. What's relatively permanent mean? There's no specifics on that. There are no specific distances defined for adjacent waterways or wetlands to determine whether they would be protected or not. But instead, the rules state that the impact depends on regional variations in climate, landscaping, and geomorphology. Geomorphology. Wow. I might look
that
one up.
Well, that might be a specialty somebody does in college.
The West, for just the name. The West, for example, gets less rain, has higher rates of evaporation, so wetlands may need to be near a waterway to be considered adjacent. But in places that are wide and flare out, wetlands can be determined reasonably close, even if they are 100 feet away. Congressman LaMalfa, who represents our district, is opposed to this. Rural America doesn't need yet another rule giving the federal government more power over farming and private property. The federal government should have jurisdiction to regulate puddles, ditches, seasonal creeks, or culverts. All this rule does is make it more difficult to grow food or build anything. And Senator Steve Daines of Montana also raised concerns about government overreach. The rule was written so broadly that it covered everything from puddles to irrigation ditches on private land, making them subject to federal regulations. It's wrong. And if you want to read more about this, Christy Noem's book,
Not My First Rodeo.
Not My First Rodeo. She ran for Congress because of rules like this, and won, and now she just got elected overwhelmingly in South Dakota in her second term of governor. Christy Noem is somebody that you're going to see on the horizon in the future.
That's great,
in my opinion. Okay.
All right, so I've got a few things, but I do want to discuss the. Let me go back to this article. Okay, so the NFL is going to resume their games with, you know, some of them with very, this weekend, very heavy hearts, for what's going on.
But that young man, when you woke up, said, who won the game?
Exactly. And what did the doctor say around him? You won the game of life.
Yeah, and he did, and he is recovering. You know, he's recovering extremely well.
So, okay, so there would be those bashers that will say that the NFL is a dangerous game. And yes.
And toxic masculinity.
It is
what the views
say. Well, I don't care about that. It is a dangerous game.
It's not that
But
dangerous.
Then, well, yes, it is. Because no, you can not. Broke, get break, your neck can break. There's all kinds of things that
things
can happen.
Can
it's
happen.
A rough sport. Now, anyway.
What about rodeo?
Rodeo's a rough sport. You can break anything at any time.
Okay.
This is not my bash. Let me get to my point.
Okay.
Is that, you know, according to the reports from doctors, a hockey puck, a golf ball, a baseball, anything coming at high speed that hits your heart at a certain time with that kind of impact could stop it.
That's right. It's not just football.
Yes.
And it's usually younger athletes that this occurs in. Now, the question is, There was nothing outrageous about the tackle and everything that happened. It just happened.
And the guy who made the tackle, I don't know what
his name. He's the one that made the tackle. He was tackling this other player, and he is devastated by this because some people said, well, you put your head down. And totally,
no, he hasn't left the hospital. He has not left the hospital.
No.
Okay, so let's talk about the first responders. Just seconds after the, is it DeMar?
Yes.
Hamlin collapsed in the field from his cardiac arrest. The medical personnel swarmed onto the field in an immediate response that has been widely credited for the player's steps towards recovery. But one of the Bills team members in particular, assistant athletic trainer Danny Kellington, has been praised by head coach for saving DeMar's life.
He knew that he saw that he was breathing, but his heart wasn't beating. And immediately went into the CPR.
For an assistant to find himself in that position and needing to take action that he did and step up and take charge like he did, and there were others on the field as well, is nothing short of amazing. And the courage that it took, you talk about a real leader, He was transported, Hamlin was transported to the hospital where he was sedated. His doctors announced Hamlin had started to awaken, though he remains critically ill on a ventilator. His medical team said the player is showing signs of good neurologic recovery and is making significant improvement.
Well, he's a young, tough, physically fit guy. And but it says lungs were damaged during this thing, too.
It said not just saving his life, the immediate response, not just to saving his life, but his neurological function in those moments of getting right on him and getting that blood.
Do you know how to do CPR, huh?
I never have had to do it. I know how to do the nose and blow in the mouth and do that, but I don't know about the
We're going to put you in a class because I'm getting a little bit older. How about you, Nate? You know how.
It's been a long time since I took the class. Yeah.
Well, maybe
That should be a team thing. Let's
do a team building thing. We do CPR because CPR, you don't even have to do the mouth breathing anymore. Mm-hmm. You just have to compress
Stay alive.
Yeah, you have to compress the chest, mm-hmm. which keeps the blood going, carrying the oxygen through the body like that. And then after a period of time, yes, then you probably have
to put
air.
High school, because I swam in high school I lived on the river, we always were thinking about what happens if you drown or if you find somebody drowning. So how you do it. So that's why I was thinking about how with the nose and everything,
you pump on the chest, they blow it out. Yeah, that's the way they used to
do it. Maybe they used to do it. How long ago? We got to take a break. We're over.
We talked about the yesterday in the meeting. Hey, if we're going over on breaks to start playing music, which he did last break, but now we're up on it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, local people around here running that bank. It's a great bank. We do business there. They got 4 branches. Got 2 right here in Redding. They got 1 down in Anderson, 1 in Red Bluff. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might
not. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shastabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shastabeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shastabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fly Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, Friday, the 6th of January, 47 degrees, rain, and get ready. It's going to be raining harder tomorrow and all through the next week. We're going to get about 5 inches of rain before the next end of next week by the time all this is finished. I mean, that's from now. We've already had like 3 or 4. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Use this time in the new year to get those chips or those small cracks in your windshield fixed. Otherwise, they could become a safety problem. And
what are you talking
Crackmaster
about?
Crackmaster windshield repair.
Sir, let me focus.
Okay, let me focus here. Crackmaster Windshield Repair will... Jeff Wurst will fix those. He guarantees it for the life of your windshield. And if you need, if you're not sure, why don't you bring it in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. You can give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. But Jeff is an expert. He fixed a crack in my windshield 15 years ago. Or 14 years ago, he still can't see it. Still can't see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. It's a veteran-owned business. So run on down there. Get your windshields fixed. Linda did and many others that we know.
I need to ask you a question because it just, after a while, it becomes noise in my ears. What do you think about this whole thing with,
ask.
No, Speaker of the House.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Every time you turn around,
well,
it's
Congressman
it's
LaMoffa.
The 10th, the 8th, the 7th, the 6th,
yeah, it's
whatever.
The 11th now.
All right.
Congressman LaMoffa is going to call at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wonderful.
And we're going to ask him about that.
Tell me.
But, you know, sometimes it's entertaining. You know, democracy is messy and all this. But Christy Noem, I'm going to bring her name up again. She says, if they're doing this for something that's going to help move our country forward, that's one thing. But if you're doing it for personal reasons, like, I want this committee assignment, and I want this, and if you give me this committee assignment, I'll vote for you and all that, then it becomes a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it to move the country along, that's the other. You know, the question is McCarthy strong enough to push through legislation that's going to help our country move forward and not be something like we've seen with these, these 4,000 page bills that you get 72 hours before you have to vote on it. One of our listeners yesterday said there ought to be a law that says that you get at least, he said an hour, but at least 10 minutes per page to read.
Right, right.
Right? 10 minutes per page to read and kind of digest it. Now, some of them are just, you know, if it's 4,000 pages, there's a lot of, blank pages in there. So that kind of like gives people a chance. So if you get a 4,000.
Is this called pork?
No, some of it's not, but some of it is. And some things have nothing to do with the bill get added into it because they want to get the bill passed, so they throw in their little pet projects, which can be pork.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
164 years, there's never been a longer
battle
for speech. He needs 218 votes to win.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know.
He's got 20 that are opposing him right now.
Okay.
And of course, the Democrats are rolling in, rolling in mirth. Before we go into other things, because we've got a half an hour here, Shasta County is has to hire another second interim executive officer by the end of January. Pat Minturn, who said, I'll do it through the end of January, says, I'm not, that's it, guys. I've done it. I've enjoyed working with everybody. I've worked with, 12 supervisor or 12, CEOs over the years, and I'm already 8 months past my preferred retirement date. So Minturn says it's time for you all to get a new one. And so at the same time, they're trying to find a permanent one, a permanent county administrative officer. Yes, I thought about throwing my hat in the ring, but then they say you have to know things like permitting processes and budgeting and all that. I can't even get you to budget. How am I going to get, 1,000 people to budget if I can't even get my own wife to, to stick to a budget?
We promised each other that we're going to do the Dave Ramsey thing with the envelopes.
We're going for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll
start. Starting in February.
Sure.
We can do it.
Sure. No, my hopes are up.
Nathan's in there laughing. I'm serious.
Everybody laughs when they hear about it. Michelle would be rolling on the ground
Why?
Right now. Our bookkeeper.
Okay,
anyway.
Number two, capital insurrection.
Well, wait, let me just finish this. Is the county is still trying to find a full-timer, and they are calling for having a meeting for the county residents, and Shasta County would like to receive community input regarding desirable qualities and characteristics to look for in the next CEO. And so you can encourage to take the survey found at ShastaCounty.gov and SurveyMonkey.
I'm glad that cracked you.
I'm sorry.
Did that tickle you?
It did. I don't know why.
Survey Monkey.
Okay, right. Let's go right to Survey Monkey to find a new chief administrative officer. No, there is Survey Monkey.
Really?
And you see it a lot.
Oh my goodness.
It's a legitimate site. But here we are looking for a CAO. It's under Survey Monkey. Okay, I wonder if they'll work for bananas.
Okay. I don't know.
Speaking of funny, last night, Linda broke me up. Linda has this love affair, and I've known about it since the day we were married, with Casey and the Sunshine.
I want them to come to Reading.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
The casino needs to hire them, or Civic.
So last night, Linda found out.
It
came in her email that Casey and the Sunshine Band are going to be in Pahrump.
I thought they were going to be in
just
Pahrump.
Let me finish here. We're going to be in Pahrump, Nevada. Now, Pahrump, Nevada, which has a population of 4.
It does not.
Okay,
it's growing. It's hour out of Vegas.
It's like 8,000 people. And I said, Pahrump, Nevada. I mean, I've been there. That's where we shoot at, mm-hmm. or where we used to shoot at. And so I said, well, honey, why don't you just wait? Once you see where they're playing, you might be able to be there in Deaver, Utah, or Crouch, Idaho, or Mud Wallow, Oregon, or Mule Shoe, Texas. I mean, this is obviously a big tour that Casey and the Sunshine Band is going on.
Don't you laugh about it, but they are like, they're, you laugh about them, but they did some songs that are just so 70s. Do a Little Dance. They're wonderful. I don't know. They make me happy anyway. So I do a lot of, when I open a show or something, or my radio show, I use them. But anyway, we found out they weren't in Pahrump. They're going to be in Laughlin and
Sparks, which is a lot closer.
Yeah. So we were talking about the fact that I'll go out on the dance. He said, are they going to be a dance floor? I said, are you kidding? Are you going to sit down and watch it like a theater? You've got to have, it's disco time.
Yeah, and so how you can tell where they're at is there's going to be a line of ambulances and EMTs out there. There's all those people that are Casey's age or older are going to be out there moving. They're going to be giving they're going to be giving free cortisone shots.
I'm not sure how long I'll be walking afterwards, but I'm going to say I'll do ice chips in your mouth afterwards. As you sit in the back, and I got an
I'm putting
ID.
I'm putting a medical mattress in the back of the car so I can bring her home. So. All right. Enough of that.
Okay.
We got to take a break. This portion
Already?
Of the show. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You're going back down there Monday because Leonard's working there Monday.
Oh, good.
And you want to get that ring sized.
I do.
They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're great people. We buy our jewelry there. We've never been disappointed. They'll take in jewelry too. They'll fix all of your jewelry if it needs to be fixed. You might want to get all the prongs and everything checked on your jewelry that you wear all the time. Four Winds Jewelry does that, and they have a great selection of jewelry. Super people there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificate. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. 7:48 in the morning here on Friday.
Do you know what day it is?
Friday.
January 6th.
It is National Cuddle Day.
Cuddle Day.
And you can tell because Carl's wearing his cuddle sweater.
Well,
Days, 2 days in a row I wore a hoodie sweatshirt. And Liam said yesterday it's the first time in 6 months that I've worked here I've actually seen you in something without a collar on it.
With no collar.
With no collar. So, but hey, I've got two hoodie sweatshirts, so I thought I'd wear them this week. What's going on?
All right. So we talked about, The House Speaker, alright, so it was 2 years ago, they call it a capital insurrection. Today, this is CNN.
It wasn't
It makes the attack on the Capitol, U.S. Capitol, and security officials preparing for a wave of planned protests in the area. Multiple sources tell CNN that the U.S. Capitol Police will have civil disturbance units on standby for several protests in the Capitol grounds that have already been granted permits. And at the Supreme Court building, the increased security measures come out of an abundance of caution, sources tell CNN, and reflect what has become standard protocol for Capitol Police in the wake of the deadly insurrection 2 years ago.
It was deadly to the woman that went in there.
Just telling you what
This is why CNN has lost all of its followers. You know, when you throw things out like that, even the FBI doesn't call it an insurrection. So.
Why is it that
there were some really stupid angry people, and they should be punished for what they did.
Yeah.
But when I hear, they were opening the doors, they were, but there were other windows and doors that were smashed open. I mean, you know, don't make it less than it was, but don't make it more than it was.
Well, you know the news. We talked about this, my brother and I, yesterday about, it's exaggerated in many ways. Okay, President Biden on Thursday announced he's expanding a program to accept up to 30,000 migrants per month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua,
good.
And Venezuela,
that's what we need.
Along with a plan to expel as many migrants from those countries who circumvent U.S. laws. In a speech at the White House, Biden unveils plans to visit the U.S. southern border this weekend, stopping in El Paso, Texas, to meet local officials and address border security issues.
Okay, it didn't put in there for the first time. It didn't put in there for the first time he's going down there. And Kamala, he also said that Vice President Harris is the expert and knows more about the border than anybody else. I find that ludicrous. And the other thing, as long as we're talking about President Biden, Nathan, who is pretty much apolitical, you're kind of apolitical.
I don't like politics.
Yeah, no. You said you heard Joe Biden talking yesterday.
Trying to talk about football.
And it was about what had happened to this young man?
He was trying to explain what he thought, and because he didn't have a script, it just was football words in no particular order. I'll try and find it for you.
All right. Okay, Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine for 36 hours beginning today to allow Orthodox Christians to attend Christmas services. But the proposal was swiftly dismissed as hypocrisy by Ukrainian officials. During his nightly address Thursday, Ukrainian president voiced skepticism about the temporary ceasefire, saying Moscow is using Orthodox Christmas as a cover to pause and resupply equipment and ammunition. All right.
Okay.
Now, here's also a very interesting number today, 19 million. They always have a today's number. That's how much Peloton has been fined for failing to promptly report treadmill hazards and for distributing recalled treadmills with a lethal defect. Now, lethal, meaning how can a treadmill kill you?
Well, I think probably if you push your heart too much, you know, if you go on, it's just like anything. If you push your exercise and everything too much, you could have a problem if you're not in good shape and you're pushing it too hard. Or you could do like I've seen where people have got that thing going really fast and they're running and they slip and it shoots them across the room.
Yeah, well, according to this article, about 125,000 if it's tread and brand treadmills, followed by the death of a 6-year-old.
Oh.
And dozens of other reports of injuries related to its machines. Hmm. Shares of Peloton have crashed, falling from a high of about $167 in January 2021 to about $8 in after-hours trading following the latest announcement. Ugh. Ouch.
The Bed Bath & Beyond says bankruptcy on the table.
Hmm.
You like that place.
Okay, so one time, I mean, I bought a few things in there before. I did buy bedding in there in the past. Now, we have a California King. Try to find bedding for a California King in town that I don't want to go online. I want to buy it locally. So one time I'd gone in there, and it probably cost me $20, maybe $30 more to do this because I had a girlfriend that bought a clothing rack. And I bought a clothing rack, and I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. She got hers for about $30 cheaper on Amazon. And I was just adamant that I was going to shop local. So that's what it cost me when before it closed. But that would have been maybe, I don't know, I've had that clothing rack maybe, what, 9 years? Something like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know now, but they are no longer. But I don't know, where do you go get California King? I like a bed in a bag, you know, where you can just play with it, and if it doesn't last for a year or two, or you have pets on it or whatever. So I used to go to Macy's and get the bed in the bag and play with it and have a bunch of those. And, you know, they get tattered and worn after a while with pets. But anyway, what do you have?
Our further way of getting rid of our history and our wokeness, over the summer, Washington's Naming Commission, Washington, D.C., composed of 4 civilians and 4 military vets, came to final conclusions regarding 7 different Department of Defense assets. In its report, the group recommended a renaming of sites honoring Confederate General Robert E. Lee, along with Generals P.G.T. Beauregard and William Hardy. So West Point, where Lee used to be the commander of West Point, they're doing a multi-phase process, according to the DOD directives, to remove, rename, or modify assets and real property that commemorate or memorialize the Confederacy. We will conduct these actions with dignity and respect. So they are taking down the photo of a 20-foot portrait of Lee, and they're also renaming Lee Road, Lee Gate, Lee Area Child Development Center, Lee Housing Area, and Lee Barracks. So, it's...
Oh, I don't know. It does...
Oh, you know.
It just is in our time. We're seeing this in our time, and it's so sad.
You can't erase history, but you can try to change it as much as you can. Okay.
We have a call. Is that coming? Is that... Oh, okay. I just wondered if that was something like... Because our hotline is 605-4567. And some people do call the office line, but that's what's going to take us through into the station so we can take your calls, just FYI.
Well, the term gender identity has exploded in popularity as a way for transgender individuals to express the feeling of misalignment with their bodies. A group of scientists say there's no empirical evidence for its existence in biology. I heard somebody say the other day, because they were questioned about this, and the answer this guy said was mammals, and that's what we are. We're mammals. There is no other case in mammals totally for transgenderism. There's no transgender horses. There's no transgender walruses. There's,
mm-hmm.
And he says there's 2 sexes. You still need a sperm and an egg. Sperm come from males. Eggs come from females.
Unless it's, I don't know, can sperm, I'm sure that they can create
something. A woman cannot produce sperm. She doesn't have the parts.
I understand, but can they do it in a...
Oh, in a petri dish?
Yes.
But that doesn't make any difference. The egg still comes from a female donor. And the sperm comes from a male donor. I mean, I have a problem with this, that mm-hmm. they're trying to teach there's 76 different genders, and there isn't. There just isn't. And this is one of the reasons that people, you know, are just, you know, they're totally upset with it, that they're teaching 4 and 5-year-olds that, oh, no, you know, you can be a girl. You know, you were really supposed to be a girl. Well, I mean, they're still sticking mud in their mouth.
And finally.
And paste. Do you remember the white paste?
Yes, I remember paste.
Did you used to eat it?
Well, I think as a kid, you eat everything, crayons. Well, no, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to go around the corner and eat paste, you know.
You'd get it on your fingers, though, you'd lick it off.
I don't remember that. I really don't.
You must have had a different
So, you know, there's this, I don't know how I feel about this Prince Harry thing.
You know
memoir
how I feel?
Coming
you know
out.
How I feel about that? I don't care.
I don't. You know, I feel like heavy therapy and whatever. I don't, you know, what siblings, there's a thing about,
But siblings don't fight.
You know, and.
He pushed me into a dog food.
And he was threatened. I mean, I don't believe in physical, but violence or physical pushing and shoving. and people lose their cool when you're brothers and sisters. I mean, I don't know. I know you say that you and your sister never had moments like this.
Oh, no, we never had physical violence.
My brother and I.
Except she shot me with the BB gun.
Yeah. Oh.
And I mean, and that doesn't really count because I had she was too little. I had to cock it for her.
Well, my brother and I grew up, on the ranch.
We have to run.
And we still are very close today because we realize either one of us could be dead.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after the news and Congressman Doug Lamoff.
By Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On Capitol Hill, they're playing Let's Make a Deal on this fourth day of the impasse over Congressman Kevin McCarthy's bid to be the next Speaker of the House.
The two sides are working furiously behind closed doors to carry out an agreement, even as McCarthy lost five more floor votes for the speakership, with the same band of opponents voting against him. It made 11 straight ballot losses for McCarthy. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina, one of the 20 Republicans consistently voting against McCarthy, said of the offers coming from the McCarthy camp, quote, "It's the changes that we wanted." McCarthy allies also voiced optimism, saying they felt progress was being made. But they hadn't been able to show progress on the floor despite the growing number of concessions. It was unclear if a deal would get McCarthy over the hump. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
The economy's job creation machine outperformed again last month, doing better than economists were expecting, creating 223,000 jobs in the final month of the year. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. And while the jobless rate falls, there are signs that wage growth is cooling, and that gives Wall Street hope that the Fed may back away from big interest rate hikes to slow the economy in the face of raging inflation. And there is a relief rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Investigators say there is significant evidence tying Brian Koberger to the murders of four University of Idaho students. They say there's DNA evidence, cell phone tracking, and video footage of a vehicle. All pointing, they say, to the suspect who's being held without bond following his initial court appearance in Idaho. An encouraging report on Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin recovering after going into cardiac arrest on the field Monday night. Doctors say he's now communicating in writing. One of the first things he wanted to know, who won the game? Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 520 points, NASDAQ ahead 148. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.
An official government report in Kazakhstan concludes that the mass uprising, which took place in January of last year, was, in fact, an organized coup attempt.
Was it a coup? Was it a straightforward people's uprising? Or was it an attack organized by internationally trained terrorists? Different versions of what happened in Kazakhstan began to emerge almost as soon as fighting broke out. But now the authorized version has been produced. It says senior officials allowed protesters to get their hands on weapons, supporting attempts to overthrow the government. The country's former internal security minister and also its defense minister are both now being prosecuted for their alleged roles in the upheaval. The report promises more details once their trials are completed.
As COVID spreads in China, other countries call on Beijing to share more comprehensive data on the outbreak, and it's currently underway. News and analysis at townhall.com. Two major southern law firms feel the urge to merge.
The firm will have offices on both coasts and more than 550 attorneys. The attorneys leading both Alabama-based Maynard Cooper and Gale and South Carolina-based Nexen Pruitt say there are similar philosophies and a trend toward companies wanting to deal with bigger law firms led them to combine. Nexen Pruitt Chairman Leighton Lord will be the president and chief strategy officer for the new Maynard Nexen firm. Jeff Grantham is now managing shareholder of Maynard Cooper and Gale. He will serve as the new firm's CEO. John Scott report.
With its flights now back on a roughly normal schedule, Southwest Airlines turning its attention to repairing its damaged reputation after it canceled some 15,000 flights around Christmas, leaving numerous holiday travelers stranded. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, it's the 6th of January, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nate's at the helm and Linda's got the weather.
All right, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning on this Friday at 8 o'clock. It's currently 46 degrees downtown. Looks like across the board we have 100% chance of rain. Showers today overnight will be 49, overnight lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for, once again, complete rain with our highs of 49, overnight lows of 43. Pretty much the same on Sunday with a high of 52, and overnight lows of 47. Monday, once again, according to the National Weather Service, these boxes on the top of when I do the weather, rain, rain, rain. So thank you for that. It's a total gift, and we appreciate the rainy weather here. So that's what we've got. Rain in the forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they give veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793. And Happy New Year's to Stifel Vice President of Investments, our one and only Susan Eastman. What's happening in the market?
Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Susan.
You're there.
I just introduced
good
you.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you.
Vice President.
Okay.
There we go. So what's happening in the market, Susan?
Well, today, major averages are surging after a better-than-expected jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 563 points at 33,491, and the S&P 500 is positive 66 points at 3,875, and the NASDAQ Composite is moving up 142 points at 10,447. Active stocks this morning, Tesla down $1.60, trading at 108.76, NIO down $1, trading at 9.85 per share, Amazon positive 99 cents at $84.08. For retail stocks of local interest, Costco up $31.61, trading at $481.80. Walmart up $3.56, trading at $146.82. Target up $5.35 at $159.61. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.589%. Commodity prices are higher. Gold is up $28 an ounce at $1,863. Silver up 55 cents at $23.85 per ounce. And crude oil is higher also, trading at $75 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC NYSE for KCNR.
All right, Susan. Happy New Year's, and this is what we were talking
Happy
about.
Happy New Year.
Our one and only
yes.
Susan Eastman, Vice President of Investments. 'Tis the year to be able to really get our finances in order, correct? And it sounds like the stocks are really, especially in the with Costco and Target, are doing very well.
Yes, and we're getting back on track. It is going to take some more work, but Happy New Year, and we will still work on it all.
Sounds
good. Get your finances back on track. Thank you.
Sounds great, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Talk soon.
Okay, that's Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments, located at
located on Park Marina, 2701 Park Marina Drive, on there the second floor. She's got a beautiful office.
Okay, while we're waiting for Congressman Lamoffa, as you can probably imagine, Congressman Lamoffa is back still in D.C. with all the things going on. So if it's like 8 o'clock here, it's 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, it's 11 o'clock there. So I'm, and they're getting ready to vote again. So we may or may not get that phone call. We'll find out. Out of the Shasta Scout, which is an online newspaper, which is it's a pretty fair reporting in this, Annalise Pierce. It's pretty fair. And all the things that I've read. And you need to get on the list there so you can see the things that they're putting out. But they're talking about the Gateway Unified School District Board voted to begin recruitment for a new district superintendent. And the board's meeting process, and according to this article, which did not provide appropriate opportunity for public comment or include a review of the board's own policies, angered some of the Gateway community. And so it was attended by approximately 150 members of the public, some of whom publicly commented on their concerns about the future of the district's leadership. And they, you know, as you know, Gateway terminated the longtime superintendent they had there without cause. I've seen paperwork that talks about it. They didn't discuss it during the meeting. But I don't have a kid at Gateway, so what can I say? They also said that they voted for the superintendent's termination, while three did, two didn't. And they recently amended his contract with the district, and dismissal is going to probably cost the taxpayers about $180,000 in severance payments. Well, when you fire somebody like that, it's in the contracts usually that they pay. So it's going to be interesting because they have a new board over at Gateway. And it's going to be some rocky road here while they figure out how they implement things. And when you have new people doing things, there's going to be some mistakes. But the people just need to be represented.
All right. So
okay. Let's go to the phones. Yes. Congressman Doug Lamoffa is joining us.
Good morning, Doug. Happy New Year.
Good morning. How you doing?
Where are you now? Are you en route? Are you back in Washington? Are you here?
No, we're in D.C. Going through the gyrations you're hearing about.
All right, so we've covered it according to different sources here, but these, of course, are through when we go online and we go through different, go through CNN, go through USA Today. Those are how we're covering. But you're right there. How are you feeling? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's there's frustration, which was something that typically goes very smoothly and orderly on naming a speaker. As people may or may not know, is that the first thing that has to be done in a new Congress in the House is the choosing of a speaker of the House, and then we are to be sworn in after that, and then start, you know, the rules package and on down through there, the naming of committees and all that stuff. So we can't really get started until the speakership is handled. And so that is frustrating because we have work to do and things we want to get done. And I have a package of bills ready to put over the desk right away, having to do with the Fire Victims Trust there, for example, being taxed by IRS, and a water package to ensure water gets delivered to people instead of just fish or whatever, you know. So it is frustrating, but I'd also have to say our form of government gives us the freedom to have these fiery discussions and differences of opinion and to battle for things that you think are important. So I'm not going to be completely, you know, criticize 100% what's going on. It's just sometimes some of it in the way of how it's happening or whether the discussion's happening or genuine or is there theater, you know, that's sometimes the question here. But, we're supposed to have
difficult debate, and it goes all the way back to the founding when, you know, those guys back then in the 1780s and 90s and all through the years, they went at each other pretty hard because it was, they felt it was really important back then of how our government was set up and what things were to be done.
Well, this is the first time since the Civil War, since before the Civil War, that we've gone to double-digit ballots. And Kristi Noem, Governor Noem out of South Dakota, said, she says, I understand it if they're arguing to, you know, if they're fighting to do, they want things that's going to help our country. She says, I wouldn't understand it if they're fighting for personal things. You know, I want this committee assignment. I want to be the committee leader in that. And then Dan Crenshaw used the word terrorist. I don't know if you heard that one.
I heard that. That's not the kind of language that's going to help anybody get anywhere. Terrorist is overused. I mean, it's people having a very vehement discussion, you know. So I guys like that saying that stuff, or some of the other people saying extreme things, you know, doesn't, like, you know, Matt Gaetz isn't helping himself a lot either. But and that's what we're kind of finishing up a conference call I was monitoring too. And Kevin McCarthy came right on and said, look, let's take it down a notch, just take a breath and calm ourselves. We're all on the same team. We're going to be in the same room doing a lot of things these next 2 years. So it has been heated, and some folks are really concerned that a certain group feels like they should get all the privileges and all these concessions made to them. And, you know, at a point they need to say, okay, we've won some things, but we're not going to get everything. We need to take that and work with it, you know. So the rules package has had some modifications done, but there's nothing really in the rules package that's been changed so much that you couldn't really agree with it and work with it and live with it, you know. So one of them is to be able to vacate the chair, the term for, you know, taking down the speaker if you don't like what the speaker is doing. Well, they have it whittled down to only one person is required to stand up and make the motion for that. That is kind of, you know, a couple days ago that was five would have to petition for it. So, well, if there's a group that wants to try and take down the speaker, I suppose they'll get their five easily enough, or if it's one, you know. I hope it doesn't happen all the time, because that's just chaos. But they're making those concessions on trying to make a rules package that everybody can live with and have a whole agreement that we come out of that everybody can live with across the spectrum.
Is this going to hurt the Republican Party?
I think how the House Republicans do in the work that we do these coming 2 years is going to reflect a lot more than this particular speed bump right now. They can try and point back to it, you know, early on, but this is the way our republic is supposed to work, man. It's supposed to be, I mean, yes, but looking from the outside, it looks like a clown show and stuff, but you have to also think, like, all right, they are making arguments. They're making passionate arguments about it. As long as, like what you said about the Kristi Noem quote, are they things that are right for good governing, good for the country, or is it just somebody trying to get their own stuff? And, you know, when we talk about, you know, certain, the discussion is, well, we want committee assignments. We want a certain number of chairman of committee and things like that. Well, there's a whole steering committee. It isn't just the speaker that makes the call. The speaker has a couple more votes than the average member of the steering committee, just that goes with leadership. But the speaker can't just sit there and pick, all right, I'll put so-and-so on this committee and I'll make that person a chair. It's a consensus of a steering committee process. And so they have to understand, realize that. But, you know, it's kind of the goal anyways to have your committees have a sprinkling of all different types of thoughts and representation. So it's not going to be like the Freedom Caucus members or people of the more moderate wing are going to be frozen out of all committees anyway. Now, you may have heard that it got out that one of the steering committee members stood up on a conference meeting and said, you know, if these people don't act right, we're just going to freeze them off all their committee assignments. And oh, I strongly disagree with that as the way you get things done either, because and that did put a kind of a pall over a room for a full day, I think. And, you know, Kevin tried to get that walked back. saying, like, no, no, that's not how we're going to have the steering committee do that. But you don't just get to, by holding the whole place up, get everything you want either. You know, there's a balance in here somewhere.
You think that vote's going to, we got to take a break in a minute here, but do you think that vote's going to happen this weekend?
It's like predicting a lot of other just unknowable things here. But, you know, the feeling we got from conversations towards the end of the day and last night, you know, at dinner with some guys and over at the grill with some other guys and gals, was that late in the day, there's becoming a more positive dialogue with, you know, Chip Roy kind of representing some of those guys. There's kind of two wings of the 20, even, it seems. But Chip has really tried to, you know, I think have more productive discussions. And so the feeling later last night was that the ice is breaking on this thing. We're scheduled for a noon vote today, or a noon procedure anyway, whether we're going to actually have the motion for a vote or motion to adjourn and go back and discuss more. You know, I hope if it comes to a vote, that it's like, you know, no more than one on the speakership. I don't think that everybody's ready to be there yet, and not have, just keep doing them over and over and thinking it's going to be different. That's where it looks clown-like, is that you have back-to-back-to-back votes, and they keep nominating the same people, and nothing's going to change. The work needs to be done in the discussion room, not this perfunctory votes, and so the people that are pushing for that are trying to make, I think, just make problems, you know.
Okay. All right. We need to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. The healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
I think I like when it rains.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Start your year off right by coming down to Wind River Resort and Casino and playing in the $85,000 Trucks and Bucks Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free entries, and other instant prizes. Weekly drawings every Saturday starting at 7 p.m. 5 winners every half hour win free slot play. Join us for the final drawing on February 25th, where one winner will receive a brand new Chevy Silverado. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:22 in the morning, and our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We've been talking about what's been happening back there in the speaker election that so far hasn't happened. Final thoughts on this, Congressman, before we move on.
Oh, are you going to ask a question?
Your final thoughts. Your final thoughts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Again, it's probably not going to get done early today. Maybe something can break forward late afternoon or in the evening or tomorrow. But there will be a noon probable vote. But I hope we can just get right back to the table, the principals involved here that want to do the first-hand discussion, and I think it is taking a more positive direction. But people shouldn't be too discouraged that it's as bad as it may be being played up. You know, yeah, it does look
there is some clown-like aspect of what it looks like, you know, and why don't you guys just get something done back there? That's what we want to do. As I mentioned, I have legislation ready to drop over the desk, and things are going to help us directly in Northern California and rural America and, you know, all along the board here. So it's frustrating in that sense, but this is also the kind of debate you're supposed to have, you know, and if people feel genuinely about it, then that's okay.
Well, democracy's messy.
Pardon?
Democracy's messy. And I read it. I did read a headline that says, hey, a couple of days is entertainment, but now it's time to get serious.
Yeah, this is day three of our two-year session here, so, you know, it's time to get going here, and we can always schedule more work days. I mean, it's surprising how few there is in a year anyway when you get through with all the travel and the district travel and things like that, but we're not going to let this deter us from getting the things done that we've been sent to do. And Republicans are the balance in the House versus the Democrat Senate and Democrat White House.
Oh, yeah.
So Tom McClintock spoke up and said, we are the only thing between a lot of Biden agenda and Schumer agenda and issues like that and the American people. And what we've all suffered with the last couple of years has been, you know, poor energy policy and border policy, water policy in the North State, driven by people who will hardly pay attention to what it is we're trying to tell them. I mean, you know, we've seen how much suffering right here in your backyard with the Anderson-Cottonwood district.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bureau of Reclamation was only going to allow a tiny trickle of water to come out. So we can't have that happening 2 years in a row.
Well, you know,
we're having an amazing amount of water and snowpack happening. Go ahead.
Well, I was just, you know, I quoted you today earlier. Biden just signed this EPA thing, you know, about the waterways that Trump had beaten back. And the impact that this is going to have on farmers and ranchers with, you know, what is a waterway? It's not even defined in there about what is, you know, what is a low-lying area where there's got to be water in there and you can't touch it. What kind of impact can this have on our farmers and ranchers?
Well, the bureaucracy continues to try to expand, and with the Democrat control in our state government and our federal government here, especially in the executive level of the White House, where they can, you know, they or their secretaries can, with the stroke of a pen, can push us through, and we got to figure out how to stop it, you know, whether by lawsuit. And one thing we have in Congress is when a bureaucracy does something, we have what's called a Congressional Review Act, that we can actually put a stop to a rule or regulation that's put in place that we think is beyond the scope of what their practice should be. So that's a tool we can push through the House and try and stop or slow up some of this WOTUS stuff. Is there appropriate areas where you could regulate environmentally? Certainly. But not every mud puddle, not every ditch, not every stream. You know, there's limitations supposed to be on that. And these people interpret the environment to be everything, including, you know, some areas you have to get a permit or you're not allowed to have a permit to collect the rainwater off your roof. They say, well, that's waterway water that's being taken away. You know, a watershed in your backyard to make a small pond or whatever. These people are really out of control and thinking everything belongs to the government.
Your quote, when you're out of your quote here, the federal government shouldn't have jurisdiction to regulate puddles, ditches, seasonal creeks, or culverts. We know people out here that ran into this. And it's ridiculous. I mean, now they're getting flooded because of these rules.
Yeah, look at that area down in South Sacramento there, where a portion of Highway 99, a major highway, was flooded out. And there was supposed previously a really proud that they had stopped some flood control measures being built in the area there that would help control water. Like they're really proud of that they stopped proposals to add levees or bolster levees or other infrastructure that would help move water in the right. So people are suffering from that now, and so we have to keep reminding them that these policies are not coming from, you know, a sensible
a sensible place, and it certainly isn't coming from Republican leadership either. This is the Democrats' dream on waters of the United States. They want to control everything, and they've shown they will do that. We have a new member elected to Congress from California who ran this exact problem on some property in Tehama County. He was had been idle for some years. He wanted to put it back into production, and they just skewered the guy and fined him over $1 million because you've altered the watershed, you know, by plowing. You know, it's not like he took and moved a mountain. It was, and they got away with that with the Army Corps of Engineers combined with EPA in cahoots to just find something to hit this guy on. And, you know, we've seen that environmentally in a lot of areas. And, you know, forestry as well, where big awards are made because someone allegedly caused an accidental fire when it turned out even not to be their fault. But, you know, government needs to be reined in, and that's a big part of the Republican agenda in the House, is that having oversight. You know, Dr. Fauci, for the stuff he's trying to get away with, and Mayorkas down on the border there with the Department of Homeland Security, and every other aspect of what these guys are doing, we are supposed to be holding them accountable with committee hearings and oversight and investigation. And, you know, January 6th, well, today's an anniversary, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, we still haven't even got to the bottom of why the police and National Guard weren't poised ready in the kind of numbers that was expected there. You know, what the old saying, you know, what did Pelosi know and when did she know it? You know, we've felt all along that they knew more things about, you know, because the agencies are monitoring the internet, seeing what's said out there and what people are planning. They knew there was likely going to be an issue, but they wanted to make it all about Trump in a speech where he actually told people peacefully about the process here. So, but it's a narrative that gets built up because of anti-Trump and the media that wants to keep that alive. You know, so.
Hey, Congressman, I need to take a two-minute break. When we come back, I'd like you to tell us what bills you're introducing that's going to be impacting favorably when you get them through Congress.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a two-minute break.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Linda's got an update.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's currently 46 degrees, and we do have a rainy forecast with our highs of 49 and overnight lows of 47. Rain through Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We just have rain in the forecast, so get ready for still some wet weather. And that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our weather announcement.
Okay. And we're here with Congressman Doug Lamoff. And Congressman, you said you got a number of bills ready to drop on the desk when you all get out of the starting gates.
Yeah, we have plenty of ideas, but the ones we want to get over as soon as possible, we promised our constituents on the fire victims trust that applies in our area to primarily the Camp Fire, but also a couple of my colleagues down in the wine country and over there in that direction, too, for the various fires over the years. But we got to get clarification on what IRS's policy is going to be on taxing people for the awards that come from PG&E's settlement, right?
Uh-huh.
So we had that, we were pushing that hard against the bipartisan bill right at the end of the year. And, some of us are trying to get into the horrific omnibus bill. It's one of those deals you'd have to, some good things that go into bad bills, but that didn't happen anyway. So the thinking was they want to do a whole series of tax package bills in this new Congress. So we're going to put over the desk right away. We have a broader water legislation we're doing with several members. It's going to try and change some of the biological opinion angles where right now, Carl, Linda, there's a tremendous amount of water flowing out to the ocean through the Delta.
Mm.
Now, we've been talking to the people about, how Shasta Dam operations. I see a lot of comments about that on social media and questions we receive as such about why so much water going out from Shasta Dam. So, including when you look at the numbers on the daily data, that there's even spikes sometimes. Well, they sure is, those are when hydroelectric power is needed during the peak times, I guess, in the evening. So they crank it up for a couple hours and they crank it back down. So supposedly no more water is leaving Shasta than what is needed for making hydropower. It's not fish water. It's not dump water. So, okay, we'll go with that. And similarly over at Lake Oroville. But you have all the uncontrolled water that doesn't fall behind a dam, downstream from Shasta, downstream from Oroville. And, Folsom is a shallow lake down there by Sacramento that fills up pretty fast. So it's already to the point there where they have to think about preserving space for flood control. So they're starting to let some water go out of Folsom. Well, if it's within those constraints, okay, we can deal with that. But what's not happening is down in the Delta where we have two sets of pumps at the south end of the Delta, one federal set of pumps and one state set of pumps. They're not being run to full capacity, so we could fill up other reservoirs such as the San Luis Reservoir. That one is on the west side of I-5 down below a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's only at about 27% of capacity. Why in the world are we not chugging every gallon of water in there from uncontrolled water that's just going out to the ocean that doesn't have to come from one of our lakes? It's that tributary water that's uncontrolled by a dam. And so that's the kind of thing, whether it's legislatively in order to change a biological opinion, says we have to let all the water go out to the ocean and, for some fish deal. We have to change that because we're leaving water on the table. And I've got Southern California Democrat colleagues interested in that, too, because, filling San Luis Reservoir helps Central Valley agriculture and some Southern California interests. Like, well, Doug, what are you worried about Southern California and all that? Because when we fill all these reservoirs, they're less likely to put us in their gun sights of taking water, from later in the summer or in the fall, or using our water for environmental water when there's more water available in all places in all the different buckets,
It's the Sykes Reservoir. Is anything, are they moving on it?
We always talk about this and always say glacially. They're moving.
We've been talking about this as long as I've known you.
and my dad for years in the water you know, on the water board he represented. They were talking about it then. It's just disingenuous battling by environmental groups and the Democrats that answer to them of just slow walking and low balling and the whole thing on this. They don't really, really want water storage because they somehow believe that induces growth and brings more people and more houses. Guess what? They're building the houses anyway. They're not slowing down much on building houses in Southern California or even, you know, around Placer
sure.
County and Sacramento County and such. It's still happening, so we're always going to have an eye towards the increased need, and we're certainly capable of it. You know, what you hear, what the agencies are, you know, DWR and others, they just talk about, oh, drought, 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 conservation, conservation. Conservation is great, but it isn't the only thing you do. And you have to build the supplies that a growing population needs. And we have had low rainfall years, but it's exacerbated by poor management of the water and thinking that it's all environmental water. It just seems that Lake Shasta is now just a fish water lake when, you know, the contractors only were allowed 18% of the water supply last year that were able to get it. And some other water users are getting 0% up and down the Sacramento River. It's incredible. You know, hundreds of thousands of acres of crops left out. What are people supposed to eat? You know, and what is that doing to food prices for the rest of the food that is available? They don't seem to care about anything but that agenda. But legislatively, we got a broader bill that me and several of the colleagues are doing, and I have one of my own more narrowly on water having to do with more upfront local input on water decisions they're going to make, such as an ACID last year and up on the Klamath and all down through Amicalusa and the Glencalusa systems. There needs to be, instead of just deciding, hey, we're just going to do this in April and that's it, you need to have hearings so people can show up and have input and have these guys hear what it looked like in 2022 and other years and how they just don't do this in a vacuum.
Yeah.
So those are just a couple of examples. We got more in the shoe too, but we're just going to try and get a couple of big ones over on day one, which is now day three.
let's hope it isn't day 12. Hey, Congressman, one of our listeners called in yesterday and they said, you know, could you ask Congressman LaMalfa that, you know, when you get a 4,000 page bill dropped on you 72 hours before it has to be voted on, he says, how can anybody read something like this? He said, why isn't there a law that says if you get at least 10 minutes per page, you know, for a bill, so that at least you have time to read it before it comes up?
Part of the Republican rules package for the House that we're pushing through is 72-hour ability to review bills before they go to a vote.
Is that
now, if you have a declaration of war,
yeah,
or, you know, some major emergency, yeah, something like that, a big accident or disaster, yeah, you're going to be able to still move around that on things you agree with. But we're not talking like trillion-dollar bills either. We're talking about a temporary measure in those cases.
Sure.
Here, you know, when we go through the Appropriations Committee process, that's where you've had a previously passed budget with a bit of a structure, a bit of a skeleton. The Appropriations Committee divides all government spending into 12 areas, and it's supposed to be hashed out in committee, you know, with witnesses, with discussion, on TV. And so that isn't done properly around here very often. And so when you do that, you have accountability for where dollars are being spent instead of last-minute stuff. So, you know, on the omnibus, yeah, there was good elements in the omnibus bill, but there's a lot of bad going on when, as your caller said, 4,000 pages and having a very limited amount of time to look at it. There's pieces of it that were older than that time that they brought forward into it, so it's not like it was all new. I'm just being balanced and fair here.
Yeah, but no, I understand.
It isn't all brand new stuff, and so there's some of it like, yeah, we already know about this part and this part. Putting that into a package of 4,000 pages, when there's stuff we still don't even know exactly what's in there or what it means, you know, people ask me, what's this mean for that? Like, I don't know, we still got to get interpretation of it, you know. And it gives too much power to bureaucracy to interpret for us when we should be spelling it out.
Is 72 hours
really a bad way to go?
Is 72 hours enough? Is 72 hours enough?
Well, it's certainly better than two.
That's just amazing. How can you really take in?
When you divide it, we can divide up the work.
Okay.
You know, among committee staff and people that helped write it on each side of the aisle. You know, our Republican staff is working, you know, more or less in the process of agreeing on certain things that would go in there, but there's other stuff that snuck in there too. So when you look at over the whole conference staff and on different offices breaking it down into the area of expertise, yeah, you can get through it.
Okay.
But each office trying to get through 4,000 pages and do it well, it's not a good way to go.
Okay. So it's kind of a spread-loaded thing, and you all work together on it. So.
But it's still, when it's done in that big of a hurry, it's pretty hard to get it right. That's why these packages have to be smaller, and we're working towards having a lot more single subjects aspects of bills being done too, instead of last, you know, that's what we're really trying to get that, have be more defined, because it's been a frustration of all of us as private citizens, or, you know, me as an elected here, that there's so much just dumped into bills. You have writers, you have this and that, that gets added to a bill that has nothing to do with what's being added to it, that it just, people lose faith in that the system is going to work properly, and that their tax dollars are being used respectfully.
Okay. Hey, Congressman, give me 2 more minutes. We'll come back, and I'd like you to, when we come back, to kind of talk what you'd like to let us know what you'd like to see this year.
Well, Carl, I've got to get over. We're having a noon broach here.
Okay.
So
okay.
Maybe
all right.
Wrap it up and.
All right.
Okay. What would you like to see?
Final thought.
Yeah.
Final
thought. What would you like to see in this year? What would the Republicans like to see this year?
We kind of just alluded to it here in the last couple of minutes here. It's really about a much cleaner process of legislating, whether it's, you know, the funding side or the policy that we're going to make, is that there's more time for discussion review. Like I mentioned on the water, that there's more local input when the Department of Water Resources at the state level or the Federal Water Project, CDP, they need to come up and see us and talk with us and talk with our district constituents about what their plans are and why they are doing what they're doing and why they should change that with our input. And so it's really just about a lot more transparency in how government operates. And when we have that, it's going to be a lot better on all types of government funding, our policy. You know, we need to make Mayorkas come into committee and say, why is it that even though you guys are saying the border is fine, that it's cure, there's still tens of thousands of people coming across? Why do you think getting rid of Title 42 is a great idea? It's the last tool they have to have some level of control on the border. It's going to be a jailbreak soon. So the one major thing that we could really do a lot more of is accountability and transparency of what government's doing. And we have those hearings for that. We have to have investigations on a lot of the funny business that has gone on, but direct oversight of that. So people can see it on TV that we're actually doing that, and that those hard questions are being asked about whatever it is. January 6th, why are people still sitting in jail in Washington, D.C., that haven't had due process? They may have done something that they're guilty of, but everybody deserves due process. And we get asked about this all the time. And when you have a regime that doesn't seem to care about that, other than just talking about climate change and I don't know whatever else they can whip up to divide people, it's really awful. And I understand people are pretty discouraged right now. But as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Republican House is really the last line of defense at any level, other than maybe the Supreme Court, of a lot of runaway government. So we're going to be really focused on the accountability and being right in front of people is what we're doing. So anyway, thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you
I
so much.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Good luck. Good luck.
All right, buddy.
God bless you.
You bet. God bless you. All right. Hey, let's take a break here.
Quickie.
No, we'll
just
take our regular break. We'll take our regular break
okay.
here. All right. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant
to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back.
All
to
right.
Free Fire Radio here. It's Friday.
Carl's favorite close song.
Our last segment here, 6th of January, 8:51 in the morning. It's, anybody notice it's raining? 46 degrees, and it's going to continue to rain.
We have a wet weekend. Rain across the board until Tuesday, actually.
Tuesday, is that it?
Yep.
It's yes, going to. No, I think it's going to keep going. I think.
Well, this does it say forecast.
Tuesday? It ends Tuesday.
Okay, Wednesday, rain that. Likely. Thursday, rain likely.
Yeah, here we go.
But, you know, things change. Weather patterns change. So that's just, you got to predict it 10 days out.
It could be snow.
All right.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It is going to be a good year.
Yes, it is.
It will be, yeah.
Yeah, it will be. Anyway, you were talking about the Gateway School System, district rather, on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR. We will be interviewing Arthur Gorman, who is on the board of the Shasta County Board of Education. He'll be coming in with his wife, Katie Gorman, who's a teacher, and we'll be doing an interview with them, finding out about all these different things. So it's going to be something folks really need to be listening to. It gives us an idea of really what the jurisdiction of the school boards are, and really what's going on in our schools, and answering a lot of questions that people have, especially if you've been watching the news over the last week.
Okay, good. Yep. School boards have become that first, I don't know if I how I should say this, first line of defense.
You're right, brother. Absolutely. And the thing about the school boards is so interesting is none of us really even knew what the jurisdiction or the power and the authority the school boards had over just about everything. We were all worried about who was going to be the superintendent of schools when the school boards would say, hey, pound sand, we don't want our kids learning this.
And Judy Flores, when she was on the show, would say that. She says, you know, I can't tell them what to do.
No,
she's the administrative head between and the liaison between state and school and the school boards, but she can't tell them to use a book down there.
Well, you know, I think COVID was kind of a blessing because all this stuff made us realize to a degree that we now know what the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors is, what they can do. People are becoming educated on that, finding out that local government is more powerful than they think.
And
has more jurisdiction than they think, so they have more say than they think if they have their local boards of supervisors on board with what the people want.
You got it. That's what it is.
And by the way, the Sykes Reservoir started in 1955. You think they're dragging their feet?
Yeah, I saw somebody said a guest said that the reservoir originally was proposed in 1955.
It was, yeah. Yeah. It was. Yeah, we were down in a water meeting about 5 years ago down in Maxwell where the folks were all meeting, and one of the old fellows up there, one of the old ranchers, was saying, hey, you know, it's been going on since Eisenhower.
Wow. And that's only 70 years.
It's a political football, and it's ridiculous to think that we don't want to save water, isn't it?
It's only 70 years. So.
You think?
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Let's end on a positive note here.
Yeah.
What's happening here? We're January 7th and 8th over the weekend, lots of things going on. What you're going to be probably staying inside and doing some home projects and watching
and
football.
Honeydews. Honeydews. And I'm going to get out with a horse and try and, you know, with her, it's with the rain coming down.
You've
got
a covered.
But we're blessed. We have a covered arena out there where we keep her. So we can get her out over there and she gets to run around and roll in the roll in dirt, not mud, because she'll roll in the mud in a heartbeat. Let me see what else is going on this weekend. We're getting primed for on January 14th for the Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California. We're having a big dinner and a fundraiser there. All the money goes to help defray expenses because everybody's volunteer. They provide their own horses, their own transportation, own food, and to help defray some of these expenses when they're up there clearing the trails. 90% of the Pacific Crest Trail statewide is cleared by the Backcountry Horsemen, different organizations.
That's amazing.
Plus the fact they're the ones that go in every year and plant fingerlings in these lakes that it's in have, and they have like a 97% or 98% live rate when they do it, where the planes used to drop them out and they'd lose 50% of the fingerlings.
Mm-hmm.
So the Backcountry Horsemen go up there and take their time. It's a 3-day. It's you know, in this one area, it's 3 days. Because the lakes, Fish and Game Department delivers them, and then they just, you know, they load them onto horses, mules, and carriers, and trot on up to the, to the lakes to get them there. So,
right, and also,
things going on.
Well, February 4th. The largest fundraiser for One Safe Place, and that's the crab feed. So I'm not sure if they're sold out. They get, I mean, we just got notification today you're going to be also emceeing that.
I'll be emceeing that. We're going to be playing the spots there. They also have an after crab festival party.
Yes.
So that's something else they're going to be doing.
That's a new one. We're in
there.
A different warehouse out there or a different area
at the county fairgrounds.
Yeah. There's going to be a country band. I'm sorry I don't have the name off the top of my head.
If you have never done this before, you need to do it once. You need to go to a crab feed. They have the Royal Crustacean, dances in with all of her minions carrying crab, and dances all around the room, and then crab comes out. You will not leave without having enough crab. And on the way out, sometimes you can buy the extra crab. But they have great clam chowder. I think that's made by the Anderson Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
There is salads.
It's loud. It's noisy. It's full. It's everybody in the community.
Everybody's having a great time.
When it's been raining and it's, you know, it's in the metal shed, you know, and it's wet. We've been there when it hasn't been, but
it's not wet inside. People track in water, but yeah. It's not.
Don't wear open-toed shoes.
It's not dripping on you.
No.
Okay. That's right. Anyway, it's a great time. That's February 4th, so you might want to go and get your tickets because it does sell out. What else is going on? We've got I just downloaded some. Oh, Asphalt Cowboys, the theme for this year's parade. They're opening that up. They're opening it up right now. We'll get more information Monday.
Planning out in advance.
The theme, whoever wins the theme gets $100. And then I don't know who's going to be the grand marshal this year, but they haven't figured that out yet. But then the Reading Rodeo, of course, is in the third week in May.
And we have all kinds
Red
of
Bluff
things.
Roundup before that.
And by the way, Enjoy happening. The magazine has got a wonderful calendar in the back
calendar.
Of there.
Yeah.
It's come back now. That's in the back of the magazine that can tell you all the things, and you too can put your event if you go to Enjoy. And we've always loved the fact that, first of all, we love their publication, but then to see that that's back, we appreciate that.
There you go. Hey, everybody, have a good weekend. Be safe
thanks,
out there.
Nathan.
Be safe out there. Nathan, thanks a lot. And
God bless
America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
You can stand me up at the gates of